neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a crack in the wall on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered, hardened Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. From the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. Vino solo on the mouth harp. Sail on, sail on. Shores of mead, past the reefs of green, through the swamps of haze. Sail on, sail on, sail on. It's coming to America first. It's here they've got the reins, the machinery for change, and it's here they've got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we all thinking that? Are we all feeling it? Let's be hopeful. It ain't over. It won't be over for a long time. And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to hear everybody. Hazel, are you there? Hello?
Hello, Carol.
Hi. Hi, my guest.
How are you today?
Okay. My guest, Hazel Scaling Schlesinger. And I'm just going to call her Haze, although it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day here. And I'm welcoming you and everyone in our listening audience to Arts Live and Local, all the way from Squamish and Seychelles, New York, Long Beach, Wyoming, and everywhere in our region. I want to congratulate all the people who got out and voted, and hopefully we will see the effects in a positive way. And I want to send healing wishes to everyone, to Craig especially, and Josh, but to everyone, body, spirit, mind, and heart in these challenging times. So, as everybody knows, I'm a believer that art heals and art saves lives, and Hayes is one of the people who's helping that happen. This is a big weekend in Cannon Beach. It's the Stormy Weather Festival, Arts Festival, 33rd year, which is pretty phenomenal. And it's because the Cannon Beach galleries all get together and make it happen, presented by the Chamber of Commerce. So, Hayes, I saw your painting. You are the official festival artist. What does that mean?
Well, yeah. It's a great honor.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful honor. And I, too, want to thank everyone involved, you and the Chamber and Cannon Beach Gallery, and then Joyce and Bob at Northwest by Northwest Gallery. But what it means to me is that after going to this event for so many years and attending in the capacity of an on-site artist and to be the official poster, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Is this the first time
that my painting has been used for the
poster?
PR, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have participated before.
I suspect so, because we're going to get a little of your history, and you've been around Cannon Beach for a long time in many different,
yes, I have.
Many different capacities. First, though, tell us about your painting that became the poster. I think the original is at Northwest by Northwest Gallery in Cannon Beach, one of the number of galleries participating. Tell us about it. The medium and what you chose. It's called November Skies Over Haystack Rock. And I was laughing because this is the Stormy Weather Arts Festival, and we've been having stormy weather, but not today. So, I don't know. But your painting is quite wonderful. The light is astounding. And then there's the motion. I can feel the breeze as well.
Well, thank you. The painting actually is a little representation of a break in the storm, and that painting is an oil painting done on canvas. It's done plein air, and by the word plein air, I just mean that it is done outside. It's not done in my studio, and actually that one is done just south of Cannon Beach on a little pullout close to Jockey Cap Rock, and you get to I kind of squeeze myself off the highway and just watch for log trucks mostly. And
good idea.
I don't want to get whisked away.
Right.
But it's a bit of a challenge of a perch for painting, but it's just such a wonderful, iconic view from that spot. I just have to go back and go back, and each time is another challenge, and the results is always different.
That's interesting, because I suspect a lot of people wonder about this plein air concept of actually being outside while you paint and how that affects everything, the drying of the paint, the sudden rainstorm, the wind coming and perhaps blowing leaves or sand. Tell us, how does that work?
Well, in plein air painting, there is a lot to contend with. Yes, we have variables that change quickly. such as the obvious would be clouds, light, the conditions, the weather conditions outside, the time of day. Mm-hmm. So your colors will change and your light intensity, the contrast of whatever you're looking at will move or change as well. And but the ones that you find out sometimes the hard way would be a swarm of bees, perhaps.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I had happen.
Oh, my.
Yes,
wow.
That was not so much fun. I mean,
no.
I didn't get stung, but
were they
happened.
Were they attracted, do you think, by the smell or the colors or what? Just you happened to be in the wrong place?
Wrong place. And I was with a group of plein air painters, and that was in Arizona. And so these swarm of bees, I actually thought it was a helicopter approaching, so it did, I didn't even look up.
Wow.
Because I was in my zone painting until somebody shrieked and said, run. Of course, when I didn't have to be told twice.
Yes. Yes.
But there's those little things, and then, of course, you could be in a field and not know that there is a, you know, there might be animals in the field that you're not ready to contend with. But it's that part is a challenge. The one of the biggest challenges of plein air, as well as the biggest joy, is finding a spot that like the one off of that I chose for this poster or for this painting, that actually gives you an emotion. It brings you fun. It enlightens your heart. It is meaningful to you. So that will transcend into your painting.
Mm.
If you paint joyfully and you paint something, not that every painting has to be joyful, some are serious as well, but if you paint the emotion that you're feeling towards your what you're viewing, that you just try to paint that with every brushstroke that you make. And I guess this comes by practice.
Well, I'm thinking, listening to you now, because we haven't talked about this. As a matter of fact, we haven't met. We've spoken on the phone once. But listening to this, what you have to say, I understand why you are the artist who will be teaching a workshop. Is that what it is?
Yes.
During the Plein Air Festival in spring of 2021 in Cannon Beach. So, and you do teach art making. Is it mostly plein air, or do you do all kinds of work?
Well, mostly it has been plein air in Cannon Beach, and I give a workshop every year, plus demonstrations at Northwest by Northwest Gallery. And also, because of the pandemic, we've all had to change a bit. You know, we've had to adapt.
Yeah.
And so adapt we must. And in doing so, I have refined a skill or maybe discovered a new skill, and that skill is by teaching using Zoom. And I know that sounds a little odd, but I do teach Zoom classes to high school students who, on a voluntary, volunteer is my classes to those students that want to continue painting because they certainly don't have the opportunity with the schools closed. So Zoom it is.
you can't do Zoom with plein air, though, right?
No, okay. I've had to adapt, and that is usually I'm just starting off at the basics, how to paint and how to mix color and how to crop your painting, how to direct your eye, the fundamentals of painting, and then I give exercises, and then we come back and we critique.
Nice.
Not the ideal, but it is working.
Considering what's going on, it's fantastic opportunity. Is this for youngsters only, for youth, or can anybody take your classes or what?
Oh, Well, anybody can take my classes. I just am doing it with high school students who are extra interested in actually doing extracurricular artwork. Mm-hmm. And it, right now, it's not offered widely in the school, so mm-hmm. I do volunteer.
Nice. Okay, now we're going to step back a little bit and go back to your early days, because am I correct that did you grow up in Cannon Beach or on the coast or what?
I grew up right by Cannon Beach, kind of halfway in between. So I was I have lived on the coast all my life, except for those that are actually on the water all my life.
Wow.
Which is just wonderful. I was born and raised in the Cannon Beach area, and then I went off to college, came back, and taught school at Cannon Beach Elementary School.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic.
What? Yeah. How did you get so lucky? Were your parents coast people, or did they come from somewhere else? I mean, that's fantastic. There aren't that many people who get lucky enough to be born and raised near Cannon Beach, and then smart enough to come back. I think if you start there, you probably understand what a gift it is and why it's worth coming back to. But were your parents from there, or did they just find
Yes, they were both from here. My mother actually went to school in Seaside
High
School as well.
Wow. So you have
my
credentials.
My grandfather came in 1845, so
wow,
a long while.
Yeah, wow. I don't think I know anybody else. I know other Oregonians, fourth, fifth generation, but not coastal folks. So you got involved early in being on the beach. Were you doing art from the very beginning as well?
Pretty much, yes. I was lucky enough to have wonderful teachers, and actually two of them still live in the area, Sally Stidale.
Oh, yeah.
And in grade school, I mean, that was a long time ago, but she was awesome.
Wow.
Then too, and Linda Campbell, a local woman as well, and they were instrumental in tapping me on the shoulder and saying, you know what, maybe you might want to do some extra classes.
Fantastic.
And I thought, really?
So your family were not involved in the arts, your parents?
No, not at all.
Well,
my mother was a piano player.
Okay.
Yes, but she was not an artist.
Not a visual artist, yeah.
Visual artist.
Right. Well, I'm very impressed with the school aspect, and I can see also why you're eager to go back and make sure kids have that opportunity to keep doing art, because, again, I'm a very big believer in arts and education, arts in the schools. Here we are in the middle of not just the pandemic, but so much turmoil, and making art seems to be a way to alleviate for individuals and for communities a lot of the anxiety, because we're able to be creative and be in touch, in your case, with nature, which is fantastic. So the COVID shutdown has affected your ability to do what?
Basically, just to teach. And it hasn't, not in a negative way. I'm trying not to make it a negative thing because it has put me in the position of meeting other younger students that I was primarily working with adults. And these are high school students and that I'm working with now. And I don't know if I would have done that. But I am thrilled that I'm thrilled to get to know some of these young minds, and I feel their joy of painting, and I really want to give back because I have had so many lucky breaks, and people have helped me You know, you don't need a village.
Yeah, right.
You need a village to get you in some places, for sure.
Right.
And I did want to say that I was never met my great-grandmother, but my great-grandmother was a phenomenal artist.
Ah.
So I grew up with my great-grandmother's paintings, and I still have them.
Wow.
And they just talk to me. They just tell me to continue. And if I can pass that on to another young, bright mind, I am so happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. So your art in Cannon Beach is at Northwest by Northwest. Where else do you show your work? And also, do you have a website?
I do have a website, and it's www.hazel, H-A-Z-E-L, Schlesinger, S-C-H-L-E-S-I-N-G-E-R.com. And the other galleries that I am in, I'm in Northwest by Northwest in Cannon Beach. I'm also at the Portland Art Museum, the Rental Sales Gallery, and I'm at Gallery H in Arizona, Tubac, Arizona, which is just below Tucson. And I have been in all three of those galleries for several years. Plus, I am in several wineries where I love to paint vineyards. So,
nice.
As well as the ocean.
Well, I'm wondering, there's quite a contrast between Arizona and the coast, living on the water.
Yes.
How does that, besides the bees, that, I don't know, you could get hit with that in Cannon Beach as well, I suppose. But how does it make a difference for you in your moods, your emotions? Do you have a preference or all good? And do you except when you're forced to work indoors, do you do other kinds of work, or are you predominantly plein air or completely?
Oh, no. I guess I'm a Gemini. I like to bounce around.
Okay.
So I love to paint in oils. I paint in oils in my studio.
Mm-hmm.
I paint in oils plein air.
Mm-hmm.
I love both. In the winter months, when I can't plein air paint, I go to my studio, which is sort of my sanctuary, and I'm just transported into a different world. As soon as I start to paint, I kind of enter a zone, and sometimes it's a little easier in the studio than it is plein air because I don't have the light changing and that sort of thing. And when I'm in the studio, I'm painting basically off of photos or from plein air pieces that I have painted on site that I come in and, because I paint plein air predominantly 8x10, 9x12 size canvases.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just blow that up in my mind onto a larger canvas and do that in my studio. I do that in oils, mostly paint plein air and oil. However, I love the challenge of acrylics as well. And acrylics is a little different because of the drying time.
Right.
The drying time is very fast, especially if you're outdoors.
You get a breezy day.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You don't have so many second chances. You don't get to move around the paint.
Yeah.
But you do layer, so there's pros and cons on both. But also, I paint coastal scenes. I paint vineyards. I love both.
Mm-hmm.
I paint desert scenes because when I go to the desert, I take tons of photos, or the Grand Canyon or any wonderful spot like that. The colors move me. The big bold shapes move me. I really, really enjoy the colors. The blue, the sky is so blue against the warm tones of the earth. It's just wonderful.
A question.
So I enjoy it.
Have you ever Because I've seen people do this right here in Astoria, as well as in New York, for example. People sitting outside, which would qualify as plein air in the middle of the city.
Absolutely.
Okay. And have you done that?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So we said your website is hazelschlesinger.com. Folks can also go to the cannonbeach.com for the website to see all of Stormy Weather Arts Festival. Again, Hazel Schlesinger, or Haze, has created the official, she is the official artist. I love that title. I said, what does that mean? That means your poster is representing the festival this year. And the original is at Northwest by Northwest. The painting, and it's an oil painting, I believe. Am I correct?
Yes.
November skies over Haystack Rock. So if you go to Stormy Weather Arts Festival, the cannonbeach.org, I believe it's the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce, and then you can see Hazel and her poster as well. So congratulations to you, and thanks so much for visiting with me. I look forward to meeting you in person, and who knows, I might even sit in with you sometime. I don't make visual
art. I would enjoy
it. I will either do that, or I'll just walk around you while you're making art, something like that. But I won't buzz, so you're safe. Okay, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Folks, you're listening to Arts Live and Local, or these days, Arts Live in the Parking Lot here at coastradio.org or KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5. And we are very happy to be here with you on this festival weekend. And Nevada has some music for you, and it's because on November 9th is commemorated Kristallnacht, and that is the night of broken glass. If you know your history of what went on in fascist / Nazi Germany and Austria on November 9th, 1938. Kristallnacht is coming from Bob Franke. Thanks for being here, folks.
I worked with Katya at the factory. She always did her job okay as far as I could see. Lunchtime one day she got nostalgic for her youth, growing up in wartime under a different truth. She told me when I was a girl I loved the soldier in the SS. They only pick the strongest ones, the healthiest, the best. They weren't monsters, they were like your green berets. We never wanted to kill Jews, we just wanted them away. And you know we gave them lots of time until Kristallnacht sealed their fate. We only wanted them to emigrate. Give each Californian a plastic picture card. If you don't have your papers, kid, well, life is hard. The pass laws have arrived here in America at last. You used to get a meal in school, but that's the past. Just take your chances in the streets, but do it out of sight. We know you'll get along until your crystal night. Your teacher has to turn you in, she doesn't really hate. We only wanted you to emigrate. Kristallnacht is coming, little Mexican child. The night of breaking glass, the night of running wild. Run sick and in the streets until Kristallnacht seals your fate. We only wanted you to emigrate. Until we send the troopers in, we'll give you lots of time to get your life in order and forsake your little crimes. You're better off in Mexico, although you grew up here. And if your folks won't take you back, there's this to fear. Alone and in an alley, your breaking glass will come. It won't get in the papers if we do it one by one. It's all about the bottom line. It isn't really hate. We only wanted you to emigrate. Kristallnacht.
And that's
coming, Salvadoran child.
That's why it was so important that we vote, right, folks. We need to make some big changes in this country, and we need to do it fast. Really fast. So, I'm hopeful. And there have been some big disappointments, but it's still up to us to make those changes and to make sure we're present, we're listening, we're watching. And again, the arts come to us because our acuity is improved, our critical thinking is improved. Our cooperation is improved. And our sense of beauty and the importance of being. And so, to continue this celebration of the Stormy Weather Arts Festival, the 33rd annual, which, by the way, did I mention, it's now. It is happening now. And it's this weekend, folks. I forgot to tell you that. So, and the good news is Scott Johnson is here from the Cannon Beach Gallery. He is the director of the Cannon Beach Gallery. He also is a fabulous artist whom I've known for some years. I've told this story before, the first time I saw Scott. Chuckling in the background because he knows what I'm going to say. He was on all fours on the ground making a painting in one of the galleries, not plein air. And I loved his work then, and I still do. But now, hi, Scott.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it is a good Friday. And it's... And it's exciting that you're the director of the gallery now. So I've asked you to tell us about what's going on at Cannon Beach Gallery for, in general, but also especially for Stormy Weather Festival. And also give us an overview of the festival in Cannon Beach. Here it is. I have it written.
Yeah.
CannonBeachArts.org.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of music going on in public squares,
stuff,
and that's a really exciting fact. I'm not sure how much of that you've shared. I'm sorry, I missed the show.
No, I haven't yet, but I've got it written down. The coaster and the sandpiper and the landing are all having music today,
fabulous.
Now.
Yes.
And also tonight, McGregor's Whiskey Bar has Julia Michi. And then I guess tomorrow also there's 11 to 2:30 and 3 to 4:30 at those outdoor sites. All kinds of local musicians.
Yeah, and it looks like some of them, you know, especially with Julie and Dean, call ahead and try to reserve a table.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I've got that number if you want to.
Please, go ahead.
So the number to reserve a table, it'd be kind of like a dinner club sort of thing, is 971-320-5125. 320-5125.
And is that, with a 971 in front, is that an indoor event then, the whiskey bar?
I mean, they essentially have the whole building. It's that one kind of log cabin building. And I'm sure they're going to strategically set it up because it's basically, you know, tables for 2 to 4 people, and it's going to be a pretty small event.
Mm-hmm. Has to be.
Amazingly, somebody else is sponsoring. There's going to be a Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce paint and sip event.
Oh, yes. I love that idea.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's reserved to, but I guess they're going to try to fit 16 people in there. The cost is $40, but you can call the chamber for that, 503-436-2623. Mm-hmm. And it's painting with some fella named Benjamin.
Yeah, Ben Schlattman. Do you know
him? Yeah, yeah.
You know who he is? I've never heard that name. But this is a fun thing because I've seen these before, but not during the festival. So instead of just looking at other artists, you get to sit down, start drinking to loosen your inhibitions, and then you get to make your own art. So that's tomorrow from 6 to 9 at the chain. What's the number on that again? 436?
God, I just took off my glasses.
Oh, sorry.
503-436-2623. Okay. Or cannonbeach.org/SWAF.
So cannonbeach.org is the general, that's the chamber?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then the event must be /SWAF.
Right. It's right there. I went to the website and looked at it. But so galleries all over town are actually showing art, including your gallery, Cannon Beach Gallery. So you have the miniatures show up. Is that right?
Yeah, this has been going on for 30 years. We've had the miniature show here, and it kind of got scheduled out of being on the weekend for a couple of years, but we, you know, due to having space to rearrange our schedule, thanks to the old COVID, we were able to get it back on the tracks and have it for this weekend. And I'd say overall, people have been enjoying it quite a lot. We have like 85 submissions. People came out.
What?
It was so awesome.
Wait a second. You had 85 submissions. Are you actually showing 85 pieces of work?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
bruising to hang.
I can't even imagine. Well, I hope you're good. So you have it up for the whole month, though.
Yeah, and so some things will disappear probably quicker. We have a pretty good cachet of Zemula Flemings, and
of course they'll probably start disappearing. Right,
but
right.
There's some really unique little pieces here. And it will run all the way through, essentially, the 31st of December. But
Good.
Yeah.
So is it cash and carry, though, or is it not like a regular show?
Oh, it's always been one of those situations where we'd rather not ship things. And so if anybody wants to just come shopping for Xmas or whatever, you know, they can do so and fit in. I've actually bought a lot during the miniature shows for Christmas gifts for myself. So that's always kind of fun. So, to give people original art.
And people can take it with them.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then we'll just be prepared to, you know, essentially rehang the show about five times.
Right. That's a heck of a lot of work, though. I'm
pretty OCD, so it's enjoyable.
Good, because I've spent a lot of time in that gallery, and I've never even dreamed of counting, but that right. sounds like a lot. So, okay,
I was worried, you know. I was just like thinking people were just going to be going, you know, essentially just going, oh, I don't know if I should come out, but yeah, we had tons of people from Portland work out, and
wow.
a good representation from Manzanita and Astoria. So
great.
So the community is alive and willing to participate, so
wonderful.
Really happy about that.
And I'm sure it's just the opposite of what you were thinking. It's like everybody is thrilled to have an opportunity to submit their work, because people are inside making art, and now to have a place to show it is great. So I also read that the Bronze Coast Gallery is happening, and I wasn't sure, is everybody going to be showing stuff virtually as well, or just you? Or
right. Definitely we're doing it, and we've been trying to do it at least once a month for every show, just because essentially all of our featured artists are uncomfortable with actually standing around and meeting strangers right now. So I think some of the other galleries are very, you know, tech savvy on the virtual thing, but there's going to be walkthrough in all the galleries. The biggest glitch is just, you know, wine and treats and stuff like that. People would essentially want to just have outside if they're going to do it at all. And I've kind of done a little bit of a questionnaire with a lot of galleries, and they're all just like, wait and see.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pull it out or not. But, you know, so it's just a thing, you know. It's like, how many Dixie cups can you put out?
Well, I have to admit, though, that is a fun part of the festivals in Cannon Beach. There's always amazing treats, things I'm not even sure what I'm eating, but I do ask.
Oh, I know.
But it's so
these... count on the dragon fire to an amazing array of things.
Yes, not to mention the art, of course, and the fact that dragon fire always gives a goodly percentage of their work, of their profit or of their intake to environmental. I believe they're doing North Coast Land Conservancy this year. I'm not sure, but they always manage to support. Eva's very, very clear on that it's all part of the same.
Yeah. Oh, so it says connecting. I think they're doing something about Falcon Cove Marine Reserve this year.
Okay.
Yeah,
one of theirs,
but,
too.
So, you remember the quick draw we used to go to all the time?
Wasn't
that something?
Yeah.
I mean, I both miss it and have a lot of PTSD around it. But,
were you part of it? Did you do quick draw?
Yeah, I did it a number of years.
Yeah, I would think it would be traumatic. But you're so good at this stuff. You're such a wonderful artist.
Schmoozer
as well. Yeah, because you have to make art and visit with the people at the same time. It's all it's part of the game. So
it's in my blood.
It's in and which is why you and I get along so well. But the reason I mentioned Bronze Coast Gallery, which has mostly sculpture, painting and jewelry, they've got more than 40 artists. Half of what you've got, but bronze is a little bit heftier. Mm-hmm. But one of their artists, I didn't know David Crawford or Dan Chen, but I do know Carol Gold. I love her stuff. And I don't know whether she came up. I think she's from somewhere in California. So I'm not sure whether she's here this weekend or just sent
looks
her.
Looks like David Crawford will be kind of featured.
Okay.
11 to 1 p.m. and then Dan Chen 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on Saturday.
Okay.
Essentially, a lot of places aren't doing as much inside
right.
on Friday, but Saturday it's basically an art walk
right.
all day long.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of, yeah. And that's so Carol probably is not here. So if the other
doesn't
two are
featured. Yeah.
I noticed that Whitebird Gallery also has a demo with Valerie Savary.
Yeah, she is so neat. She just flew in yesterday, and I caught up with her a little bit, and she does these incredible, they're like cut-through sculptural books,
mm-hmm.
and people have been going pretty crazy over them.
Right.
And they're very reasonably priced, but they have so much character to them,
mm-hmm.
and each book has... It's almost like one of those old European wall pieces that kind of
mm-hmm.
take you in three-dimensionally. But they're fabulous. Everybody
yeah.
should come see them.
I would love to see that. I saw something online, so I got the idea of vintage books to wall sculptures. But
yeah.
I would love to see it in person, too. Icefire Glassworks is on, and, of course, we mentioned Dragonfire. And Jeffrey Hull, of course, and Northwest by Northwest. I was just speaking to Hayes.
They've got a little something this evening till 6, and
mm-hmm.
then... Their featured artist has flown the coop. Yes, you already spoke to her.
Yes.
But, they're going to have, if you've never seen any of Christopher Burkett's photography,
oh, God.
It's well worth it.
And it's huge, too. I mean, huge pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
so
amazing.
So sharp and exquisite. Also, last week, we here on Arts Live and Local, we spoke to Dawn Stastny. Whose work
he owns some of my piece.
Yeah, there you go. And his work from Portals, which is the words, paints, and clay, and bronze. So I
love
was,
his stuff.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. And he's also an architect. So there's a whole nother aspect. So it's really kind of interesting. I'm so used to all 18 or 19 years doing this show. I've
right.
always been adamant that it's live and local. And by live,
yeah.
I meant in studio. So I could face-to-face with people. And this is because of the pandemic. It's live on the telephone. And so I'm speaking now. In your case, we know each other. But with Hazel and with Dawn and many of my other guests, I have never even met them. And it's, it's kind of... another dimension as well. So sounds like it's going to be great. So is it as sunny in Cannon Beach as it is in Astoria?
Oh, well, it's so
beautiful
fabulous
day.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wind, and you can see blue sky through wispy clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to wax on a little bit about it. Yeah, it's been a fabulous day.
Yeah.
And that's a neat part about stormy weather is that people enthusiastically come out, and often they look forward to that horizontal wind and rain, but I don't think they're going to have to deal with that, and they can comfortably wear their masks throughout Cannon Beach and smile with their eyes and have a great time. And we're all pretty close into the Cannon Beach Gallery is roughly 6 blocks south of downtown, but
mm-hmm.
well worth it. And Icefire is right across the street, so it's a pretty easy little walk.
Right. So I would think people should just, if they're from out of town, park the car and just walk everywhere because with your mask, as Scott mentions, and socially distanced, so that everybody can enjoy it without being nervous about it, and also with this music, the outdoor music, some of my favorites, John and Jay, of course, from Fisher Poets et al., John Broderick and Jay Speakman, Bobby Beaulieu, Chris Beers, Andrew Tonry from the Tolovana Arts Colony doing music, and then also
he's great.
Bruce Smith and Richard T, of course. So, and there are more. So there are, it sounds like, despite the amazing, well, this is it. This is what artists do. They recreate, they improvise, or I should say you or we improvise, and it's
community
different.
Makers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Community creators.
It's going to be a fabulous festival. So, hey, thank you, Scott Johnson. And Scott, do you have your own website? Besides being the director of Cannon Beach Gallery, can somebody see your art somewhere?
Well, I do have some new pieces premiering at Whitebird right now.
Oh, okay.
And a big Oceanscape and a couple other ones. And then I'm going to be sneaking my miniatures in throughout the next 2 months. And
good,
there's
good.
There's a couple things here, but I really, you know, that's kind of egotistical to have too many things around everywhere, but on seeing some.
But they're so wonderful. So, question.
Tomorrow we're going to have Linda Gebhardt is going to be demonstrating.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, 11 to 12:30.
Okay.
So,
when we use the word miniature, though, because I have a piece of yours that's like tiny. So, does the word miniature at the Cannon Beach Gallery, does that mean less than some particular size, or what does it mean?
Less than 6x6, ideally.
Okay.
We just kind of throw that out. And,
okay. So 6x6.
And some people will push to each one of those corners. And
of
then,
course.
but yeah. It's never stretched out too much, although I like that kind of thing where it's almost like a panoramic movie screen or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are some incredibly small little things here. There's one ceramic piece that's incredible. It shows a bunch of people looking in shock and awe at a TV screen, and you can guess who's in the screen. And that's done by Randy McClellan.
So it's a
premier piece that we have here.
Oh, my.
And it is itty bitty, and we have some almost like theater scenes that are itty bitty by Dimitri Swain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So we've got three of his. So it's
delightful.
There are so many things to come see, and you can put on the curator gloves and pet things. And,
oh, sweet! Well,
I
have some of Randy's pots and, of course, his bowls from the Soup Bowl project. But I did not
know. We have some of his mugs here too.
Yeah, so. I didn't know that he did sculpture of, you know, that little tiny one you're talking about. I've never seen that from him. So that will be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it may be he's actually working up to being in a national tour of a Black Lives Matter tour as one of the artists. And so,
cool.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing more of that.
Great. Well, this is terrific, and thank you so much for helping, because I couldn't possibly, reading stuff online is nothing like being there, and so I'm glad you're right in the middle of it all.
By the way, if you do come, I do have your license plate, your Nova Scotia license plate at the gallery.
Yes! Thank you, my dear. Wonderful. Scott Johnson, local artist and these days director of the Cannon Beach Gallery. And thank you so much for joining me, Scott. It's just a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a terrific weekend.
I will. And you also. And
thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. So,
thanks.
Folks, this weekend also Gearhart and Seaside have their art walk. That's the first Saturday art walk every month. And the Southwester is featuring Maita in their streaming concert, 8 to 9:30 Saturday night. Ilwaco Timberland Library.
I'm playing with Maita.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, folks. Listen, my fabulous engineer, who happens to be the operations manager or specialist here at KMUN, that would be Nevada. Don't say Nevada, say Nevada. He is playing with Maita. What do you play? He plays bass. So if you watch this streaming, or if you happen to be staying at Southwestern Seaview, you can meet him and thank him for the great work he's doing at KMUN. And while you're at it, please check our website, coastradio.org. If you're a member, or if you want to become a member, you know that tomorrow morning is our annual meeting, and online, of course, and give your appreciation to Coast Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook. Coastradio.org is the place to go. Hit the button, say thank you for all the wonderful work. I do it a lot because I so appreciate the fact that this station, the staff, and all the volunteers and the board are all keeping us going. So, White Bird Gallery, we talked about, that's in Cannon Beach. By the way, Tuesday, the 10th of November, is the deadline for the Oregon Community Foundation Individual Artist Relief Program. So you need to find out about that if you're interested. Also, Wednesday, in addition to its being Veterans Day, is also Hometown Tourism Day, virtually. And that you can check the Lewis and Clark NHP if you want to get more information. Tonight, Cannon Beach Music, you've heard about the Hoffman Gallery. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is showing art. And the Riverbend Players has auditions tonight, 3 to 6, and tomorrow night online for It's a Wonderful Life. So you can find out about all these things. Got a little bit of music left. I think what I want to do, though, okay, let's just go for it. Sarah Gray, one of my favorite election pieces, with a chuckle. And unfortunately, we don't get to chuckle when it happens in reality, but her song may make us laugh. And then maybe we'll hear a little bit of Pete Seeger to commemorate Veterans Day. Thanks for being with me here, folks. Carol at coastradio.org if you want to get in touch with me with your event. And stay tuned. Stay active. Don't give up. We need to change this. We need to make changes. Good ones. Thanks, folks.
That after the local elections in Offutt, New Hampshire, back in the 1920s, they used to take all the ballots and heave them out on a great big wooden table in the village hall, and all the local selectmen would count them up. And of course, Offutt being staunchly Republican, they would just be a formality. They would go on and on through the night, all Republican ballots, quite smoothly, and all of a sudden, they come across a Democratic ballot. Well, God, they hauled it out and looked at it and smelled it and handed it one way and then the other and sort of set it to one side and resumed counting. Of course, the usual flow of Republican ballots went on again quite smoothly. About 5 o'clock in the morning, they come across another Democratic ballot and they hauled that one out and looked at it and smelled it and were just about to put it to one side with the other one when one of the local selectmen, Sam Tibbett, stood up and he says, "My God, that bastard must have voted twice."
I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all. Oh, oh, oh.